You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
That's the only time you're going to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What's going on?
Shitty Apple headphones.
I can't hear you. You're talking to the mic.
Shitty Apple headphones.
Those are Apple headphones?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
They probably cost more than your Samsung.
Dude, you have them in the wrong ear.
I got another set of headphones. Want me to go grab them?
Where? Here?
Yeah.
Apple ones or?
No, they're over the ear.
Here.
Cans. I like this. We'll just keep
talking.
Hell yeah. Welcome to another episode of the No Big Deal Podcast.
Oh my god.
Did you fucking just throw up all over your mic?
No.
Oh, you're gonna have to pick the pieces off.
That was a burp on the inhale. What the hell was that?
That wasn't on the inhale, that was out.
That sounded, yeah,
sounded
soft.
Really creepy.
Yeah.
That was that crab, dude.
Oh, it smells like burnt cum.
I know what it smells like.
I can smell your burp.
Oh. So you smell my cum before.
Jesus.
No, it sounds like he smoked it. God damn, this is starting off all effed up right now.
Our listeners.
My bad.
Welcome to the No Big Deal Podcast. I'm one of your hosts.
PG rated R.
No name Kane.
Oh, yeah. At Wireless Freak. Hashtag TNAN.
What?
No, TCAN.
What is that?
Talk Nasty, Act Classy.
Oh, no.
Talk Classy.
Okay.
Talk Classy, Act Nasty.
TCNAC.
Yeah, I like that.
That was my motto all week.
Okay.
I like it.
Not bad.
That's a good motto for 2019.
That is a 2019 motto.
I like that.
I got more later.
at the ice underscore. Ice
he forgets every time.
At ice underscore.
Let me double check, dude.
73.9.
Ice underscore Griffin. See, I didn't want any numbers when I redid it. I should just say Cougar Bait.
Should've.
That was classic.
Just, wait, is it legit? Like, it just didn't change the name that shows up. It actually changed the actual name.
Yeah, I'm
you can change your name or your Twitter handle.
Yeah. That's cool.
Wait. So you've changed everything.
No, not everything.
I was going to say.
He's still male.
I see you log in as Cougar Bait.
That's still there. That's a long story. Me and Microsoft are going to have some issues. I tried to change it.
Okay.
And then I didn't like the name that I had picked, so I backed out and went to a different one.
Oh, you reached the max?
Is
and
this
they
for
said
Twitter?
I changed it. Nah, for Xbox.
You reached the max.
Oh. And they're like, yeah.
It's three free a year.
No.
No, I don't think it's a year. I think it's three free.
Period.
No, I think it's a year.
Well, I'll try again in a year, but as of right now, I'm still Cougar Bait.
Oh, by the way, at Bear the Terror.
That tremendous burp on that opening, that was...
It was not planned. There's a hint of not drinking DDRP with crab.
Speaking of which, this actually is a momentous occasion. It's the NBD show's annual crab feed night. It's
crab feed number one.
Crab feed number one, boys.
No. Traditions have to start somewhere.
That's right.
Fact. I mean, we should have started with annual crab feed 69.
That's true.
But
well, we started with episode 69, so it's only fitting that crab feed 69.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so wait, who gave me crabs? Was it you gave me crabs?
I picked up the crabs and I gave it to the rest of you guys, actually.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
I paid you for my crabs.
Is there any other way?
I came ill prepared for this and I'm using earbuds. So Wireless Freak had to go grab me some headsets.
Swapping out some cans.
Swapping them out. Game on.
Hell yeah.
Are those going to be any better?
Are
but
you used to that kind of length?
this is a little long for me.
We'll see what happens here. It's probably just going to be massive feedback and make them deaf. Check,
hear better?
Check one.
Oh, yeah, much better.
All right, cool.
All right.
The secret would have been badass is if you would have plugged them both in, put these underneath the cans, the earbuds, and then the cans over. So then you have like, I don't know,
some
4K stereo.
12.6 surround sound?
Nothing wrong with that.
Or you just get three sets of earbuds, one in the middle, one in the front, one in the back, and you have surround sound.
Oh, man.
Exactly. Oh. I figure that's how it works.
You can feel it.
It's just light.
Exactly.
We were just letting our listeners know that we had our first annual NBD crab feed.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Wireless Freak, he cooked a tremendous meal.
We had by far.
Homemade
the crab was
chowder.
So hard.
Doom.
Chowder was good.
Chowder was
bread was good.
Bread was delicious.
Yep. Peanut butter cookie was delicious.
For all the listeners that aren't in California or West Coast, I should say, we had sourdough bread.
Not St. Louis. Not St. Louis bread.
Not St. Louis sourdough bread.
Well, that's the style, right? St. Louis style sourdough.
We're missing Matt.
Speaking of St. Louis style, did you see the internet freak out over the bagel slicing?
No. That was dumb. So they
of course you saw the bagels.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I got to stay hip on the trends of the bagel community.
He's got a Google search.
You guys don't subscribe to the Reddit feed?
Of bagels?
Like, yeah.
Jew bagels? R? No. R backslash?
The Jew feed?
Bagels?
Yeah. Locks and shit? Is that the subreddit? Locks and shit?
That's awesome. But no, someone thought it was a good idea to slice bagels like bread. So vertically instead of horizontally.
Pass
one.
It off as St. Louis style.
Yeah,
bagels.
What?
And then so everybody was doing everything St. Louis style, like shoving a hot dog sideways through a bun, calling it St. Louis style. Taking your cereal, dumping it over.
It's called a cross dog style. Right there.
Yeah.
Anything St. Louis style.
The T-bone.
Hell yeah.
I don't know about that.
Jeez.
The internet is just like feeding on stupid stuff now.
That far. I tried to look at that dumb TikTok. Terrible fucking app.
What's wrong with TikTok?
Dude.
Oh, you're on TikTok?
I like TikTok.
It's nothing but terrible garbage.
It's repetitive. I get that. But
some of the shit you showed us today was pretty funny, though.
You got some good
shit.
Which
ones?
What about that,
the one where Matt
what about that app called TikTok? It's just dudes jerking off.
That chat roulette?
Yeah. I think it is.
It only lasts 10 seconds.
Well, I guess if you're fast. TikTok. But we've saw some other stuff on the internet that's just been off the chain.
We have.
And all of us have seen it except for Brandon.
What?
What do you mean?
No. Did we send it out to you?
No. I don't think so.
I don't think
it was in the crew.
I don't think he checks the signal.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Reddit video?
Reddit video.
He did. He said, I remember him saying, I don't even know where to start. There's so much shit to be said.
Oh, we said to keep it. This is the midget blunts?
Oh, yes.
Yes. That's a quality video.
Where do we want to start? Because we got to describe the whole video.
Let's play the music in the background, and then we'll describe what's happening.
Can you bring it up, or do you need me to bring it up on my phone?
I've memorized the video shot by shot.
No, but you got to bring... I thought you wanted to have the music in the background.
Yeah, okay, yeah, bring it up.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on here, I got you.
Oh, you got it?
He's got it on bookmarked.
Actually,
I love my midgets.
Yeah.
Little people.
Oh, sorry. Dwarfs.
It's not my fault that reverse gravity worked with them, and it just... fucked up.
Wow. They just went straight theoretical physics on our butts.
Just to go back on like the stupid internet thing, like this guy, I don't know his name, like I Am Thompson.
Yeah.
He's like this violinist producer that like blew
up
overnight.
He does hip-hop songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's teamed up with Pornhub, I think.
God damn it. If there's anybody I could ever team up with, I think that would be the one.
I could be
That's
wrong.
The logical place a violinist would go to.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think a pianist, but I understand.
Heyo, dad joke of the year. There it is.
That was horrible.
Ooh,
you sure you're not a dad? What's going on?
It's not my fault.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, that was loud. Oh. Okay, so right there is a little mini...
Pause.
It's tough. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Yeah, pause that.
I brought it up.
We're
going to
go shot by shot. So that is a shot of a lady with a big booty in a bikini. And all of a sudden, you see this little like kid's electric Camaro pull up, looking dope.
Yeah, fly.
With a little person in it. In another bikini.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
I'm going to have to hold on.
Matching,
Do you not remember this video?
I remember the video. I'm trying to find it again. Because it's simply quality.
Did you show your wife?
Did you just go to the gram?
I did.
Oh, she was probably on. You call that a blunt? Yeah, you do. This is a blunt. Okay, yep, that's a violin right there.
With a fat blunt.
It's about 12 inches long.
You gotta remember, a little person's holding it, so it's like, I would say it's longer than her entire arm.
So, 6 inches?
What happened?
So, at this point, there's a regular sized, a taller woman.
Yeah.
And then...
Wait, which one are you talking about? The one in the red dress?
No, the bikini that's just...
The normies.
Okay, the bikini one, yeah.
The normies.
Yeah.
And then the young, smaller dwarf pulls up in the car. And she starts to hit like this handstand twerk. Like it's actually probably like the most athletic thing I've ever seen.
No, it's not a handstand twerk, dude. We're doing handstand push-ups.
Yeah, I'm pretty jealous of it, actually.
It's almost like a worm situation, though, because she kind of slides into the push-up. But it's almost like doing the worm.
It's amazing. Like, there's no way I could ever do that.
There's, yeah.
But you know what they always say? It's easier to lift when you got shorter arms.
That's true. You got less gravity to work against.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so she's doing these push-ups. A third lady comes in, which is like a slightly taller dwarf. She's a
middle little person.
But yeah. She's kind of odd because she's so skinny they don't let her wear a bikini, but everyone else is.
That's true.
Because it would not look good at all.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think any of them looked good.
No, that's a fact.
The big butt one ain't bad.
Oh, Ken.
Terrible, dude.
Well, all right.
I like the Camaro. Oh, is this the motorboat part?
This is where the small, the medium, yeah, medium, mid.
No, hold on, stop. The medium one has jumped on the normie's back.
Yeah.
And the midget is full ass, or full face into ass of normie.
Yeah, motorboat in the cheeks. It's, and she's kind of playing him like a bongo, too. It's kind of weird.
Hey, you all right?
That's not right. Are you watching it again?
I'm trying. Oh, jeez.
Hold on. Let me bring it up so you can see the normie. So,
it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's like the podcast that was never released.
Oh, that was another good
one. I apologize to one specific listener, a father figure out there, that his daughter might be listening to this and might ask about this video.
Oh, yeah. Shout out later.
You guys keep talking. I'll find the separate.
So, are you watching this? So we're not done.
Yeah, there's still 23 seconds
okay,
left.
Okay, keep going.
Okay.
Now it's a funny having the violin version of the Snoop Dogg song.
So yeah, now they're just shaking ass. Now it's kind of weird.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
And Reddit doesn't tell you how many views there are, huh?
Oh, this easily is over a million.
Oh, I would say close to 10 million, dude.
So
it was on Instagram, too, I think.
Yeah, it's on his page. So we can look at his Instagram, and I can tell you just alone on how many
views. This guy's super famous. I said, like I told you, I think he teams up with Pornhub.
So
these...
That's the normie.
Well, I get the normie. These two here, I've been Periscope creeping. I've been
You know them?
They're on Periscope.
Wait, the minis?
The two smallies?
Yep. And they're on the. She's like a comedian in LA.
Oh.
And then I don't know what. She's just hanging out with her.
That's but yeah, awesome.
Just dumb luck. Periscope keeping. And the one in the red dress, she had a Periscope going. And I'm like, oh, who is this? And I start digging and I'm like, oh, this is classic.
Cougar bait. Creeping.
Mini bait. Mini cougar bait. That's what he is now. So just all alone on Instagram, that video has over 400,000 views.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Do you get paid for Instagram, or is it like...
Yeah.
You can monetize that.
Yeah, if you have a big enough following, companies will pay
you.
We
can't monetize that, but there's other people
out
there.
Dude, we can't even get our freaking YouTube name because we don't have enough subscribers.
One day.
We need 100.
100?
We have like 6.
We've stayed at a solid 6.
7 of us, so we're not signing up.
We have like 6, and we've had 6 for like years. We've been doing this podcast for like 3 years.
Oh, it's been a good time.
It's been a great time.
Fact.
God. It still pisses me off. I type in the NBD show and that son of a bitch has our photo with 400 subscribers.
Cocksucker.
Except he hasn't got the name yet. I feel like we have to grab that name before he does.
For
YouTube channel.
Well, you can't get the domain. We should lock down the MX record for that too. See if we can start.
Oh, we have it.
Do we?
He can't get it if we own the,
the
name.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
Well, I looked at this other. I'm scrolling down and
oh, geez, now he's going down a rabbit hole.
Oh, great!
There's another user out there, Mr. Unlegit Mods, has 2,100 subscribers and is using our photo.
Fucking kidding me right now?
Wait, how did you get the photo? How did you search on just the photo?
No, I typed in the NBD show and I'm scrolling down the videos to get to our actual.
We're fucking stars in other countries.
We have a huge Arabic following on Twitter.
Doesn't your boy who...
His name is in the picture.
Can he sue or something?
I don't think so. I don't know.
It's probably not worth it.
He's going to sue a high school kid for...
Hey.
Fucking would.
Well, we know you would.
Throat punch.
God.
Boy.
Those bastards.
Damn them.
That's fucked up.
Well, get us some YouTube subscribers.
Trying. Anybody out there listening? Dude. Number one listeners, okay. Subscribe.
Hit that like.
Does your wife subscribe?
She does not have a Google account.
No, there's dude. One. No, there's no seven Gmail.
Of us. Wait, no. She's got an Android. Of course she's got a no, Google
she,
account.
She tied it into her normal email.
Oh my gosh. What's that? Comcast or SBC Global?
AOL.
Yeah,
Yahoo.
SBC Global.
Hotmail. Oh, God.
Hotmail.
Does she pay for that separate since you guys don't have SBC Global?
No, that shit's free from back in the day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Get her on some good stuff, dude.
I tried, but...
Okay, this perfect segue into the new tech I've just purchased.
This is, yeah.
What's going on? It's a word on the street.
Everyone's sick of Google mining your crap.
Yep. I went to DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo.
But where's your email hosted?
Oh, gosh, Gmail.
Yep. See, that's the problem. There's this company, Helm, that has this... They're not a sponsor.
But you could be.
Well, I already bought it, so I don't care now.
What about us?
Free.
Well, maybe discount. I can get you $50 off. But it's this little ARM-based appliance that sits on your network that you can host your email on. And it hosts all of your email, contacts, calendars, reminders, notes, and they just enabled file sync.
So it's like an Exchange server in your house?
Exactly.
Yep. Except it uses this... Better protocols at Exchange, like PostFix. It uses the real stuff, not the crappy Exchange stuff.
And so what? You just get your own domain, like mm-hmm. thenbdshow.com, and we get Wireless Freak at the NBD show?
Yep.
And point it at this, or what? We just have to create an internet record? How do we do that?
So for there's like a root domain that basically like you delegate your DNS to them. They create all the records that get your email working. And
automatically.
Yep. And then they set a VPN tunnel. When you plug the appliance in, it builds a VPN tunnel. You register it. It goes out to their AWS cloud instance and basically creates a VPN tunnel that all your email goes over. Because you usually can't host email at home because your ISP's block port 25. So what they do is they present that like at an SMTP gateway in the cloud and then IPsec VPN the traffic back to your
appliance. So if I lose internet, they cache my emails?
Well, by default, mail is pretty flexible. So if you lost your email server, people sending you email, it'll try for like a week.
Oh,
it
okay.
just keeps retrying until it either goes or it doesn't go.
And
that's just how SMTP works.
Is it one-time cost or?
So it's for the appliance, it's like $299, but you can get like a $50 off coupon code. So it's $250. And then it's $99 a year for the service with the AWS and all that stuff.
Oh, this sounds awesome.
And you can host as many domains on it as you want.
What? Like yourmamasofat.com?
You can have an email there.
Oh.
Yep. It's pretty cool.
Dude, that's awesome.
And it sounds like any idiot can do this.
Yeah. Well, if you can do a couple easy DNS things, but they walk you through it.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't need any IT setup. You just connect it to your normal network. Boom, done.
Can add up to 5 terabytes. That's pretty wild.
What?
Are you looking them up?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just reading up on it right now.
The appliance is cool. It looks like a little triangle. It's called the Helm.
You guys
Helm.com, I think, is their website.
Yeah.
They should sponsor us.
Sorry, my headphones were fucking up. I could barely hear anybody.
Oh, you just missed the most smartest thing I've ever said.
That was an intelligent conversation you missed out on.
No, it was probably 100% accurate.
Some people weren't there. Some people weren't there for that conversation, but that's typically how I talk 100% of the time.
No, but so far it's worked great. I moved my mom onto it because I was paying for Google, like the $6 a month or whatever, and that sucked. So I just bought that appliance, moved it over. It'll pay for itself in less than a year, be done with it.
That's awesome.
Wow, that sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah. Now they have like a built-in Dropbox on it too, so you can host stuff on it and not have to worry about putting it in the cloud.
That's awesome, man.
The bad part about it, and this is getting really geeky, but if you have a fancy firewall at home, you have to do a U-turn NAT to get it to work for your L2 clients, L2 adjacent clients.
I like that. That's pretty badass.
Yeah. Exciting.
Layer 2 adjacent.
Yeah, because because you go to the external IP address, it forwards it back to the server inside, and the server replies directly to the client instead of back through the external IP. So the client drops the SYNAC because the SYN was originated to another IP address.
Damn, firewall's doing their job.
Yeah. TCP/IP is a bitch. All right, so let's talk about something more educational.
Well, I was going to say we could stay with the tech theme and talk about Apple.
Oh, the announcement that didn't announce anything?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, I might as well pay for Apple to have a better service through CBS.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
What do you mean CBS?
So the
I missed a lot of this.
So the TV Plus is what it's called?
Yeah.
What they do is Apple isn't going to sell you the service. You buy like the CBS channel package through Apple. So Apple gets their slice of the subscription.
You buy
fee.
HBO. You buy it
all through Apple, but you're actually buying... You're buying HBO, but through Apple.
Are they all the same price?
They haven't released prices yet.
No, the whole thing is that it was supposed to
pay what you want.
Pay what you want for what. Yeah.
No, but like, if I get CBS directly from CBS versus getting it through Apple, is it the same price?
We don't know yet.
Because if that's the case, Apple has a good thing because you can pick and choose a la carte channels and still only pay one person.
Yeah, yeah. But it's going to cost you so much money.
My guess is that's.
I mean, one channel is like $10 a month.
Yeah.
HBO is
$15. $15,
yeah.
Yeah. Dang.
Game of Thrones is coming back, by the way. Real soon, boys.
I miss that fucking DirecTV deal. I should have jumped on it. I shouldn't have listened to the wife. I talked, obviously, cougar bait into it, and I fucking missed my opportunity.
I'm living the life here,
mother boys. Fuck face.
I get it pretty cheap, too. $25 a month. Jesus. It's going up. $10, though.
Well, the on-demand one is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I think yours might go up, too, even though you're locked in.
Hey, I'll take it. The price I'm paying, it's a good deal.
We'll see what's happening, too. We'll get back to Apple, but you see NFL's talking about ending their DirecTV.
The ticket?
NFL
Anyone
ticket.
Can get it?
Potentially.
Ooh.
There's rumors.
Ooh.
That'd be pretty big.
They've solely owned it for like 30 years, yeah. 25 years.
And the Packers are going to
suck
this year.
Since the beginning of football.
And I won't watch any NFL.
Not that long.
And then next year, they'll have the NFL ticket package for everybody, and the Packers will be awesome.
Well, you'll have to buy the AAF package.
Who wants that?
What's the AAF package?
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
The Flounder Football League.
So there's that. I've also released News Plus, which it includes for, what was it, $9.99 a month? You get every single magazine subscription. So 3,000 magazine subscriptions.
Which is pretty wild when you think about that.
I mean, are they sure there's only 3,000 magazine subscriptions?
Okay, it might not be ever, but all the big dogs. I mean, 3,000 magazines is a lot.
If it ain't got Playboy, it ain't going to get any.
How many magazines are still out there? What are you, Better Homes and...
Oh, yeah.
Maxim?
Build.
Are they still around?
I just remember from The Office when he was talking about his magazine.
Muscle Cars.
Four Wheeler.
Yeah.
Thrasher still around.
GQ.
I just think with the internet, there's no point. That doesn't get me.
Well, no, check this out. Just like Apple does what Apple can do, all of the stupid wallpapers or cover art are supposed to be live. So you know how like a magazine's a steel photo? Every magazine's going to have live, like a live wallpaper.
Yeah.
I didn't know, yeah.
That doesn't get me anything anyways. Like,
no. But it's $9.99.
So Playboy's going to have live. It's called porn. So yeah. They did no,
but in like a 3-second burst.
It's a little gif.
You're like,
so I get close and then I got to go to another page. Get close and then got to go to another page.
Yeah.
I mean, no, blue balls, gotcha.
No, not every page does that, just the cover art.
Oh, see, that's even worse.
Like, so if like, I get close once a famous month. Photographer takes a picture of like the Grand Canyon, you'll get like a little live.
I get off on the pictures of the Grand Canyon.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Depends on who's the playmate of the month that time.
Christy Canyons.
Deep Canyons.
So that they released that.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Well, was there anything before TV? That they also released?
The Apple TV?
They didn't refresh Apple TV like everyone thought.
Just Apple TV Plus.
They did partner with Sony, Samsung, and all the big TVs.
All the smart TVs are now going to have Apple TV built into the TV.
Not all of them.
Those three big players.
The ones they want to charge an extra $500 for.
Oh, man. Yeah, probably. Yeah,
like LG, Samsung. I think it's like four.
Yeah, LG, Samsung, and Sony, I think.
Dude, they should have got on the TCL bandwagon. That shit is where it's at.
Dude, they're doing the Roku. Yeah. I'm looking at it because I need a new TV and stuff.
Dude, they're cheap.
You need a new TV?
Good.
Bedroom.
Okay.
I was about to say, I
need to get that 73-incher for the bedroom.
I wish. I'm going like 42, but I'm looking at those TLCs or whatever.
TCL? Yeah, they're a pretty good deal.
Costco. Costco is carrying them now, I think.
Yeah, you got to be careful with Costco because sometimes they play like. Carry like last year's model.
Yeah. Or they'll have like less HDMI ports or something like
that. Amazon's the same way, dude. I'm almost like off the Amazon bandwagon.
What? Don't say that. I'm a shareholder.
Dude, everything that I get from them is either like not quite what was on the fucking website Or like if I buy the refurbished one, it's just fucking blasted. It doesn't work.
That sucks.
Like I'm kind of over Amazon. Really? Honestly, Circuit I've been City's shopping back. More at stars to be on or stores to be honest.
Circuit City's back, so just set them up.
Circuit City?
Yeah.
You serious? They're really back?
Yeah, you didn't see that? They made a huge announcement last year at the
They're going to add like, what, 40 more stores or something? Open up 40
They're opening up very, very small, select few stores.
And where, like New York and Florida? Or where?
Probably.
Yeah.
It doesn't do us any good here.
No, but then they're going to have an online web store.
Hmm.
See, the best part about Circuit City and Good Guys is you can negotiate with them because they're commission-based.
That's true.
You could haggle all day with those guys.
I just buy Apple. I don't have to worry about haggling.
I had to go get the wife an Apple Watch.
Oh. What? Oh. She got me an Apple Watch. What happened?
She didn't like it.
What's happened? Okay. Phil, listen, because you know why you should have waited? We'll come back around, but the Apple Card would have got you 3% back.
That's true.
Well, we could talk about that.
No, I want to know why she had a watch, got rid of it, didn't like her 9 or 8, went to the 10.
No, she got
hated,
the 10. Yeah,
hated the 10. 10, wanted to get rid of it, got rid of the watch, and now she's got a new watch and maybe not the 10.
And the X.
She's got the X again?
Yeah, she's on the X.
The X is the 10, actually.
Okay, she didn't go like to the 9 because the 9 was big. No, she's on the X still there.
Oh, okay, she didn't go max.
No.
10 max.
Because the big one she can't do. She drops that one.
So it's she's used to that smaller size.
Thank you.
It's the XS, right?
No.
XR is the smaller one. No. XS and then XL.
The X-Max.
Okay. The X-Max
is the big dog.
Yeah, it's not the big one. It's not the small one. But so her birthday was, had to get her birthday present. And so I didn't know what to do. Default. Get her an Apple Watch, right?
Okay.
Oh, 1 year. Rose, you did this already once. This is the first time you're talking about?
No, this is the second time now.
Oh,
the first, so she got it the first time.
Didn't work the first time. So, rose gold? Risky.
So she got it the rose gold
Hermes.
The first time.
Hermes.
No, hell no.
And she had it for, I think, about 3 months, and then she stopped wearing it.
Again?
No. And so then she tried to get it fixed.
Wait, it broke?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, when you don't power a watch on or give it juice for 2 years, and then you just expect it to work again, especially if it's like a computer, and it's out of warranty, and they're like, hey, we'll give you $100 for it.
Damn, so, that's good.
So I was like, hey.
Don't give her an automatic.
And so birthday time again, instead of getting it fixed, I just said, forget it. I'll go get her a Apple Watch. So
Series 4.
Yep, got her the Series 4, GPS only. GPS only, though, because I'm not paying for that cellular bullcrap.
Yeah, that's all you need,
And so, yeah, I went down to the Apple store, met some extra cheery, overexerted place. And that place is always crowded.
It is slammed 24/7.
I don't want to say this because of the time and age, but if there's an active shooter, don't be in that mall, that Apple store, because that is the worst place.
They all have cops now because they get straight robbed.
The Apple stores do?
Yes.
Oh, maybe they're undos. I didn't see or I wasn't paying attention.
They just go in there and they just wipe, like the hood rats will run in there and just grab everything.
Grab and goes.
Oh, man. But it is slammed. And it's just like packed. Everybody's there.
Does she love watch?
Per square foot, Apple retail stores are the most profitable per square foot of any store in the world.
I believe that
makes sense.
And I guarantee because
like
I was in there.
A $600 purchase covers half the
building. And I was in there for maybe 3 minutes, and it was north of $400. Oh, so I'm like, their turnaround.
So we got the lucky, fortunate event to go to Apple Visitor Center.
Oh, we went to this Flying Saucer, the headquarters.
The new one.
The new one. Yeah. And nothing in there like a typical Apple store. Everything is cabled up and has the security cable. This was completely wireless. You could pick the phones up, walk around.
Completely empty.
You could do whatever you wanted. Everything was wireless. You could pick it up, walk around with it.
Yeah, because it's the Apple store. They probably got like machine gun nests in the
trees. They had guards at every exit. But they did have this cool thing where like they give you an iPad, and then they had this model of the Flying Saucer headquarters.
In like a graph paper.
Yeah, it was like all like graphed out.
Paper mache.
And what happened is you hold the iPad up and in virtual reality you can take a tour of the entire campus.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
And so like you touch the roof and the roof shoots off and you can see the people walking around in there and stuff.
That's
pretty cool.
Sweet. Yeah.
I bet if you rip off that store, Apple takes your picture and like makes it you can never buy an Apple product again.
I guarantee you.
100%.
You their facial recognition's on point already.
Like how creepy would that be?
Dude, there you can go back. Google does the same thing. Is you can go back and their facial recognition is recognizing people as babies.
Oh yeah. It
well, that was the
like,
whole
which is crazy.
That was a whole conspiracy with the 10-year challenge.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
That was a thing that went viral maybe 3-4 months ago.
A little probably about
maybe more than that. Where everyone was doing the 10-year challenge and everyone's like the government started this so that they could index, facial recognition to help better algorithms.
Is that why H-Bomb put that picture of him in high school on Instagram?
I don't know.
Who's H-Bomb?
I didn't see that, yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, H-Bomb. Yeah.
H-Bomb.
Yeah.
Who you work with?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's funny as shit, actually. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That was probably 10 years, right? No, that's probably more than 10 years, 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day when you could just hit the gridiron and just
be putting up like 450.
Yeah, I would say five. Easy.
Couple six plates, no big
deal. But the
deal.
Coolest thing in the Apple Store, well, maybe Justin has a different thing to talk about, but they fucking, every Apple Watch case had like four or five watches on them. And then if you wanted different wristbands to walk around the store with, they fucking just grab their phones and RF and a giant thing shoots out with about 100 bands.
That's awesome.
And you could try any band you wanted.
That's awesome.
And put it on the watch and walk around. They just, their phones were RF built into these wooden cases.
But what do they do with that band if you don't buy it?
They just nothing. Throw they them just away,
have the, I'm assuming Apple probably does. But I'm like, no, they've got some crazy skin, like poison oak or something.
They got so much money, dude.
Yeah, I guess. But dude, how sweet was that? Like for security, right? They're just like, you're an employee. Here's your phone.
I bought a baseball hat, $40. T-shirts, $40.
Guess what?
MLB charges $40 for a baseball hat too. So I'm not.
It was New Era,
and this is next gen
Apple.
As the guy says. It was built the only way Apple knows how to do stuff.
Flawless.
Correctly.
Yeah.
Did it say designed in Cupertino, built in China?
No, it doesn't say anything on
what?
It.
What?
No. It's like completely stealth.
With like
it's
a awesome. Super tiny logo.
So,
but they got rid of the biggest, well, one of the coolest things was they got rid of the ballpoint top. So it's flat, so it doesn't hurt your head.
Yeah, and then also the adjustable strap, it's elastic in the back.
It's hidden.
But the strap is hidden on the inside of the hat.
The flat.
In the
that's clean.
Thing, yeah. So you can adjust it, but you can't see where it actually adjusts.
There. Super awesome.
So yeah, badass. It was really pricey. It's
yeah.
Most expensive hat I think I've ever bought.
And you could have gotten 3% back if you would have had bought with your Apple card.
So that's the last thing, right, they announced.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apple credit card.
So we know we have a couple credit card aficionados here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the Apple? It's titanium with no numbers on it.
Titanium. It's their target audience, right? You're targeting security and Apple.
Never expires.
See, that's not a good thing, though, because if you lose that card...
You can't. It doesn't matter. There's no numbers on it.
There's no numbers. Yeah. Nothing associated to it.
Yeah, but what stops somebody from swiping it somewhere else?
It can't.
I don't think it has a swipe on it.
No, it does. It creates a token inside the virtual wallet on your phone.
So you need the phone, too, to use the card?
So, yeah.
But I don't think so.
Then if your phone battery dies, is the card useless so you don't
that's
have
how
it?
You...
Oh, it would work. Yeah, like, if my phone's dead, I can still use my watch to authenticate.
So, yeah. No, so sorry. So it still works, but you have the ability when you have the phone with you in the app to, like, dispute charges real time and all that stuff.
Yeah, and that's where I think that's the target audience, right, yeah. Security.
Yep.
For myself, I travel a lot. I have a travel credit card. But if I wasn't traveling, I'm like, why not?
I don't think the points are that great. Because exactly. They give you 1% points back trash. On normal yes. purchases. 2% on Apple Pay purchases and 3% if you buy Apple Gear.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I don't know if you saw. That's what's fucked up. So if you use your Apple card via Apple Pay, you get the 2%. If this place doesn't take Apple Pay, so you can't use the virtual card and you have to use the real titanium card, it's 1%.
Yep.
Which I think is jacked. They should make it 2% across the board and they'd be competitive with good travel cards.
Well, but they don't have any of the travel benefits, the insurance.
No,
but
they do.
Oh, what?
They had no travel fees out of the country.
No international fees.
I think they have the insurance thing. I have to check.
I thought so too.
But you can't dispute. Oh, so like they do have some flaws. Like you can't. Like a lot of times, you buy something with an Amex or you buy something with a credit card. You have like they insure that product for a little while, right?
Yep.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, I saw that it's real-time chat, so if like you see a purchase gets made that you didn't authorize, you just send a text message and it automatically refunds your account.
Well, the security aspect of it, and if that's what you're
going
for.
But no international fees.
Yeah, but you want to have like the insurance part. Important.
I can't remember if it had the insurance
or not.
The airport lobbies, lounges.
Yeah. The lobbies is the big thing, man.
That was that paid traveling. Off. TSA pre-approved, and so if you're traveling, even like your Barclays card, right?
Yeah.
That thing is geared more towards traveling and security.
Apple's getting rid of their Barclays card.
I didn't know Apple had a Barclays card.
They partnered with Barclays for some of their stuff.
Okay, yeah. Well now it's gold, right?
Yeah, and then you get 3% on all Apple products.
What I do like about it, though, is they guarantee Goldman Sachs is not going to sell any of your fucking history.
Again, yeah, security. Yeah. They're definitely... That's,
and Apple's claiming they're not going to take any of your security data or your location data, yet somehow they know exactly what store you're
where
at.
Where you made the purchases, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's they're not officially taking your GPS data, but they're taking the transaction data to know where you're at.
Well, they're the ones that have to associate the token with the funds.
Exactly.
But so they have to know the store because they have to give that money to the store.
It's kind of cheesy, but I do find it kind of cool that they're going to put the real name of the place you shopped instead of like the merchant's
ID.
Router ID. I do like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll make it just makes it a little more easy. Yep. And you get real-time cash back. So you can use that money to pay off your credit card balance or just reuse the money as money.
That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I use my hotel points to pay off my travel. I just charge it and use the points. But
I'm just like, let's say like things are getting tight. You're like, oh man, I have this little stash of $5.
Wait, do you have a Hilton card?
No, I just do everything through Chase.
Oh, you have the Chase Sapphire?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder how strict they're going to be with credit requirements. Do you have to have perfect to excellent credit? Oh, right?
So sure. To get the 13%, which is the lowest they're going to go, you're going to have perfect credit, close to perfect.
But are they going to even target?
Yes, it goes up to 24%.
Oh, gosh, I could not imagine that.
Which, although my Barclay card is, I think it's 15. It's not low. And I have perfect credit.
Yeah, but you probably never argued with them either about it, right? Like if you called them and said, something.
I don't carry a balance on it, really, so it doesn't matter to me. But
that's the thing, yeah.
No, I definitely think it's a smart move, and Goldman Sachs is, they've no been trying fees. To position themselves into the consumer market, right? They're a big corporate bank, government bank.
And I think this is Apple's first step into creating their own bank.
And that's why I wonder if they're going to cut Goldman out later on once they, because it takes a while. Exactly.
They have more money than Goldman Sachs.
Exactly. The thing that's a little bit of a bummer is that it's partnered up with MasterCard.
Well, you need somebody to be
there. I don't know, just Visa's so much more widely accepted. Nice,
a little bit, I have not had a problem with my MasterCard ever, have I not been accepted.
And it's
ever.
Costly. Apple can't boss
ever
Visa around like they can boss MasterCard around.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Like I've never, have you ever, well, you don't have a MasterCard.
No, but Costco. I tried to use my MasterCard one time.
Can't do it.
Someone next to me noticed.
Can't do it.
And had to re-swipe his Costco card.
I don't think you can do...
Yeah, any Visa.
Really?
Yeah, because they're Visa partner now.
Because they were AMX. But.
Yeah, it's Citi by Costco.
Costco's got to straighten that out. I don't know what their deal is.
Well, it's just like Apple. They just get in bed with one company, right? You know how much money they get? Yeah.
I do Apple Pay there.
Yeah.
If you have the Citi card and they have associated, I can just pay with the Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Their rewards are some of the best, actually. The Costco card.
Costco card.
Yeah. I'm not sold on it. It's whatever. I have the executive, too. I'm not like big deal on it.
But yeah, that's all they announced, Apple.
Yeah, and I waited. I was gonna wait to get her a watch, but then no announcement. And
No,
I think you're okay buying a watch right now.
Yeah,
they're not gonna come out with a new watch this year.
They said September. Everybody's rumoring.
No, they just came out with one.
It's just gonna be a phone.
Yeah,
if they come out, it's just gonna be a like an iteration of it. They're not gonna fully like revamp it.
No.
Yeah, she seems happy. She likes the little heartbeat thing and freaked her out because it says it has a heart murmur. Then I put it on my arm, said I had a heart murmur. Put it on the dog, said it had a heart murmur. So everybody has a heart murmur on it.
Dude, mine's pretty accurate. Like, well, I don't have any heart problems, but it looks like a normal wave. It looks cool. Works. But why did it say you have a heart murmur?
I just put it on, pressed the thing, and it came back and said you had some heart
issue. Did you have the watch on correctly?
Yeah, you just put it on
You put it on your hand, right?
The big toe. The big toe.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It works.
Yeah, and then she got like the little time thing on it.
She's getting all her steps.
Yeah.
She does her steps
stuff. She likes that aspect and, you know, the check and the message and
that's cool.
All that.
The messages are cool.
Yep.
Yeah. You should get one, though, too, because like at work, we could just walkie-talkie each other.
But we never use that feature.
Well, no, because you never know what the other person's doing.
And it's hella slow.
The initial setup is very slow. Yeah. Plus, I'm rocking the oldest Apple Watch right now at work, so it's like I don't have all the fancy shit and features.
Well, would I have to get an Apple phone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't just get the watch. And I'm also against all those tech watches.
Yeah,
I'm like... Can't. Keep it classic.
You got some classic going.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't look bad though.
No.
DEFCON
number
baby.
One watch in the world.
Oh, there you go.
It works good. I like fancy watches too, but like since I got this thing, I use it all the time. Meetings are crucial on it.
Well, they got rid of the time travel. That was a bummer.
Wow, the time travel was awesome.
It had time travel?
Yeah, man.
With the flux capacitor?
Yeah, it was wild.
When you hit 88 words per minute on the keyboard, you fucking just...
So, like, if you were looking at your... if you have your meetings and, let's say, like, the weather and, I don't know, something... And the time and stuff on there. If you scrolled before, it would give you in real time what the weather was going to be, what meetings you had coming up. And you could just scroll through the whole entire day and see like the temperature change and all that stuff.
And you're just like, I'm done. It's 5 o'clock. I'm out. At least the Apple Watch says it is and doesn't lie. So
it worked well. I was sad when they got rid of it.
That sucks.
Come on, Apple.
Anyways.
Glad to hear that you got your wife that Apple Watch.
Yeah, she seems happy.
She'd probably be a lot happier though if you went to Disneyland.
Whoa!
No. There's only a couple of us that
give
can
her the
do
big
that.
D.
Yeah, that's coming from me. We know that.
Dude, it's hella cheap.
He said no one ever at Disneyland,
and there's nobody there. Oh, say
yeah. So they just increased their rates. Yeah.
I know. I locked in my annual pass before it went up.
Got like another now, one. Ooh, another year of D-Land.
Well, another couple of months because I'm not going during the bullshit of Galaxy's Edge. Oh. It's going to be crazy.
Madhouse.
But you're like a D-Land pro now, right? Like
I go a lot, yeah.
And you've been everywhere.
Everywhere. And at Disneyland?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
This month. Yeah, still this month, right?
Barely, but yes.
Yes, we went to Club 33 twice this month.
No big deal.
Yes. Big first time there. It was really cool.
For our listeners that don't know, what exactly is Club 33?
So Club 33 is a exclusive dining club within Disneyland.
Badass. How exclusive?
Like diners only club card I get in if I got a diner's?
Like you have to be on a waiting list for like 30 years.
What? What do you think they are, the Packers?
It costs... $90,000.
Oh,
$90,000.
$17,000 a year after that.
So,
and you still pay for dinner.
What?
And the dinners run anywhere from $130 to $200.
What does all that money get me?
You get to go to Club 33, baby.
So, yeah, secret club.
It was a parent or something.
It was cool.
How did you get into this place?
So I have a friend. So he was nice enough to let me go. And I took my mom and my dad and my sister for my mom's birthday.
Nice.
Hell it was five of us. It was only $1,000.
Jesus.
But the food was good.
It was?
Yeah.
It's worth it.
I mean, it was a tasting menu. So it was five courses. And at the end of the day, $130 if you go to somewhere else, it's not a lot of money.
No, it's not.
This has to be like Michelin star rated. Is this Michelin star rated?
It can't be Michelin star because it's not public.
It's private. Oh, they can't. The Michelin people can't private. Even get in to try it.
Jesus. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
But by far, it's probably Michelin.
The food was really good.
Did you get drinks?
Yeah. Okay. So that's the part. The drinks were pretty expensive.
They always get you there.
So it was like $130 for the dinner and then $60 for the regular wine pairing. So like $190.
Oh, but that's a good meal right there, huh?
And a lot of wine. Like
you're done.
They were pouring like the full glass, not the little glass.
Per course.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when we went back the second time, I got the Hurricanes. And their Hurricanes were super good.
Just like New Orleans?
No. They were like...
Slurricanes?
Made all with fresh, like squeezed juices and stuff.
Oh, fancy.
It wasn't the Kool-Aid mix that Patty O'Brien had.
It wasn't just straight sugar?
No. It wasn't the Patty O'Brien style. Oh. It was hella good, though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd say if you ever get an opportunity to go, it's worth it to do it once.
I just need 90 grand plus 17
and 30 years of your life to wait for that. Okay, yeah. Cool.
So what about the new rules that are getting enacted?
Oh,
at
yes.
Disneyland?
At Club 33?
Disney parks
in general. So they're tripping because Star Wars Land's going to crush them.
Yeah,
hard.
So they've gone through and like removed a bunch of benches, opened up walkways. They're trying to get this thing ready for the mass amount of people that are going to be there.
They outlawed luxury strollers.
Yeah.
All strollers have to be within 31 to 52 inches wide.
I just want a luxury stroller once. Jeez.
But people are rocking the two wide strollers.
We got two kids. What are you going to do with them?
You put them in line like a bobsled. You don't see two wide bobsleds. Single file. Log ride that shit.
I would, yeah. And then you know what's best when they're in line?
And I'm sorry, I don't have kids, so when I go to Disneyland, like this should be adults only, really. I'm like, really?
There's not enough of you guys to keep that place open.
No, it's 4-1 adults to children in Disneyland.
What? I believe it.
Yes, so goddamn expensive.
They've done the ratio.
Yeah. No, that's because
they've done the ratio 4-1.
Wow. All right,
this is crazy. Well, think about this. Within reason, there's roughly two parents to every one child. There's probably more one-child families that go than bigger families.
Well, there's just a bunch of adults that go.
That's true, too. Outside of that, I'm saying you at least know for sure, most likely, you're going to have one extra parent to every kid that's there.
But the kids sucker the parents into buying more useless crap than I think like adults going would just say, hey, I need that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, so many people that live like in L.A. will go there just for dinner.
No, but
and dinner's going to be $100.
He's saying buying souvenirs.
Yeah, like souvenirs wise. You're not buying Minnie's ears.
But you got to remember, that's a one-time purchase. That's like they go once a year. Maybe they get that purchase once.
That's true.
The people that live there that go once a week for dinner or twice a week for dinner, they're spending that $100 every week.
That's a good point.
So they're really getting more money, I think, off of those people that'll just go in there for like a half day or something.
For dinner.
Really?
Because I mean, they'll go in there and they'll buy, you know, maybe $300 or $400 worth of trinkets,
which cost Disney probably like $10. Yeah,
but I guarantee you they get a better turn on that food because I mean, you go there, you buy. Okay, a perfect example is we went to the new what's it called? I don't know. It's next to the Jungle Cruise. It's kind of like this tropical place, Tropical Hideaway, and we got bows.
Oh, yeah,
hell yeah.
Well, they weren't great.
Oh
no,
$7 a pop.
Whoa.
For a bow?
Steamed bow.
Whoa.
A dozen.
For a single bow.
A dozen.
Whoa.
$7 a bow. And it's like people that would probably go there and like, I've never heard of a bow. This thing looks really cool.
Oh, they're ethnic.
When I'm like, I could go down on Stockton Boulevard and buy one for $1.50.
Yeah. Come on now.
So yeah, they're making money hand over fist.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's only one thing.
What's the other
strollers?
Thing?
The other one was... No more smoking areas.
Yeah.
Wait, you can smoke there anyways?
They had have like three different smoking areas. Then they went down to one. Now they have zero.
Dude, you're just going to have a lot of stressed out parents, even more stressed out.
Those nicotine parents?
Yeah,
And includes vaping, too.
Oh, it does.
We looked it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're screwed. Yep. Sucks to be those dudes.
I don't need to be smelling bubblegum freaking smoke while I'm walking through that motherfucker.
But I heard...
Just edibles.
I heard that Disney was shrinking the locations where I can buy booze at.
There's only Disney didn't have you. There's zero spots to have alcohol. You can't buy alcohol at all at Disneyland.
No, California Adventure.
California Adventure, but they still got hella alcohol
in California Adventure.
Oh yeah,
but so if I want to get drunk at Disney, because I promised the family,
you can't drink at Disneyland
at all.
There's zero alcohol.
Man,
that's one of the so
Club 33 is the only place you can drink at Disneyland.
That was $90,000 to drink at Disneyland.
Yeah,
but check this out.
It might be worth it.
The very first place is opening up in Galaxy's Edge that will have alcohol.
Oh, and that's in Disneyland?
Don't get your hopes up. They're going to be goofy-ass sweet drinks that are going to be way
overpriced. In the cantina.
Oh, dude, that's going to be the best part.
And they're not going to have a lot of alcohol in them because they don't want people being wasted walking around like they do in California Adventure.
Exactly.
I just have to sneak a flask in.
Good luck.
How are you going to get rid of that? It's a metal detector.
If it's plastic, you could.
Heidekeister.
Yeah. It's called X-ray.
You know, if you just hold it up there, you'll get drunk anyway.
Boom.
First knuckle, one cough. Second knuckle, two coughs.
Let me tell you the backstory about this. So, have you ever heard of the show 60 Days In?
No.
So, it's this...
Perfect.
So, it's a show roughly where a bunch of contestants go undercover into jail for the sheriff. And they report back what's going on.
Contestants like, come on down. You've been selected to go into jail.
Yeah. I think they get paid. They get something out of it, of course.
There's no way I'm ever going to do that.
So what happened was this last season, the sheriff from Arizona that was on Live PD.
Oh, yep.
The one with the cowboy hat.
Yep. I like him.
It was his county. So he gave everyone a mission to report on. And one of them was some of the people had how did drugs get into the prison system. So there was a typical ways, mail and whatnot. Well, they start talking about how it comes in through the Heidekeister. And they have a metric that the inmates would report back to the outside world about how many coughs the typical CO asks for you to cough in the intake cell. And so they'd be like, they would get math, they would add it all up. Like, oh, hey, they only asked me to cough once. They only asked me to ask twice. and they would use the terminology of a knuckle. Every knuckle's one cough deep.
Does that matter?
Yes. So they said
If
you go three knuckles in, that's three coughs worth.
And what, at three coughs, it's guaranteed to fall out or something?
Yeah. It wouldn't. And that's why they're saying, hey, the COs are only asking for one or two coughs. Put it three knuckles in. And that's how far they'll shove it up their ass.
What do you do when you can't go past three knuckles?
I don't know. You get a fucking suppository extender.
A broomstick.
Yeah.
So wait.
Team Ramrod.
However many knuckles it goes
up.
Yeah,
so like this one right here is one cough into your anal.
Oh.
I'm not buying any of this. Can't be true. Like
it's a rough comparison. All
right, somebody, let's do it right now. Hold on. MBD test.
So they were saying that this wasn't it was getting too many drugs into the system. So they created this thing called, like, I don't know, it was called like a white room where the intake person now has to shit before they're allowed into the jail.
Of all things white. Brown room would have been better.
I don't remember what it was called, but yeah, I agree. Because the cough system wasn't good enough to see if they really had
what
drugs.
What about shit?
You can be in there for 24 hours until you have to shit.
Oh, man.
So you just fucking clinch up for 60 days. You never go into the general population. They release you.
Which sucks, because don't people that are on opioids have problems taking dumps at all?
Oh, man.
Probably, yeah. But you're bound to shit, I guess. They'll probably put some laxatives in your food you don't know
Fact.
About.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what they started to do. Was
inmates are shitting their brains out.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. We got them. There's a baggie. And then they make it so the toilets don't flush, right? Because they want to go in and see.
Who has that job?
The same guy that had to look at buttholes while people were coughing.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's an improvement.
Not a luxury
now,
job.
How far away do you have to stay? Because there's probably a regulation. Like, what if you're too close and the guy just sprays on you? You know what I mean? You don't want to be too close while the guy's bending
like
over.
The
movie,
like the hall pass lady that sneezes?
You know what I mean, though? You want to be close enough to see the drugs, but not too close.
Total blowout, son.
He, like, accidentally shits on the sheriff. Does he catch another charge for that?
Yes, that's assault.
He's like, look, you were crowning me, dude. I'm just trying to do my business. Yeah.
That is assault, actually.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
So that's, you know, the
so thing. So our IQ will not be in CDCR.
That's what they call Singaporean math. The knuckle system. Shout out to Shook Knight.
He knows that one too well.
So... what if you get two fingers? Is that two knuckles there?
I would say that's a six knuckler.
This is a six knuckler.
They stack thing. On top of each other. It's like a Chinese finger trap.
What? You can't back out once you're in?
So what about Shaq's knuckle? Like, Shaq's got massive fingers.
That's what I'm thinking, right? That's why, like, that's not
It's fair. A general rule of thumb.
Oh, no pun intended. One knuckle. Jesus, God.
But anyways, yeah, so finger system.
I can't. How'd you find this TV show?
That's like on its fifth season. They've had other ones where they did women.
Dude, if you watch Live PD, every other commercial's got it on there because I think it's on A&E.
See, I fell off Live PD.
So there's been situations where like the women will go in and fall in love with the other women. They like show them like going to town.
Oh,
and shit.
No way.
Yes, the people from the outside like fall in love with the people on the
inside.
It's
all staged, dude.
What
it's staged.
Like, you get out, like you're on a list now. Like there's some bad dudes in prison that are like, oh no, I'm fucking this.
So they
up.
Don't put them in those kind of prisons. These are kind of like the intermediate.
Those kind of prisons. I think all prisons are kind of like that.
Okay,
it's
that's
more of a jail, I'd say, than
look
a prison.
At that.
Yeah.
A what ball?
Chocolate malt balls.
Minis malt balls.
Oh, in the mouth. I'm gonna do two.
Those are Mickey's, not Minnie's. She doesn't have any, dude.
Mickey. Sorry, my bad.
I hate to break out the anatomically correct Mickey Mouse's on you, but.
You didn't know
it's
many
times
have
are
balls?
Changing now, though. You never know.
Yeah, Miss Spain, Mickey.
You know, she could be.
Are we going back to that, Dave?
No, that's okay. But we did run into a guy at lunch yesterday. By far, had the bluest eyes I've ever fucking seen.
I think you said they were the prettiest blue eyes.
No,
you've
I did
ever.
Not say prettiest. You don't
you did say
that
prettiest.
Shit.
I thought.
No, I did not say that at all. But dude, and the person we were with said he falls into his eyes every time.
I was too.
Dude, his eyes were fucking blue.
All right, here's one for you guys. Can a guy say another guy's attractive?
No.
100%.
All right.
No.
We've had this.
We talked about this. I don't think he might have been here in the last one.
He was here.
Dude, he's totally homophobic when it comes to this.
It's not really homophobic. It's more of the thought process to put into it. It's just always, it's so much easier to be like, no.
Here, think about it like this way.
You I think he thinks that you have to think of them naked or something you can say they're hot.
I'm just saying, like, there's no thought. To, no.
Like, we could all say, like, The Rock, right? Overall, an attractive dude. Yeah. Sure. I would never leave
Thor
The Rock
shredded.
And my wife in the room alone together.
That's fair.
Because he's an attractive man, and I'm not like, so boom.
How about that Chris, the Thor guy?
Hemsworth. Can't sit in the room with my wife alone. Nope, not doing it.
I wouldn't say he's attractive, but like, eh, okay.
And so at that threshold, is it not attractive?
No.
My thing always comes back to, say, your wife's friends, like you're going to try
to hook
them up.
We said that was okay. That's fine.
You can't say your friend is a good-looking guy.
Yeah, like you're trying to hook him up, like, hey, this is a good looking dude. You should hook up with him.
Okay.
But did you just think about that or you just lie?
No, I lied. So, there's zero thought, but it's just rolling off of the tongue. Like, nah.
No, you're not like, well, he's kind of homely, but he's got a great personality.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, that's just quick like that.
And I like his, yeah, no.
No.
Yeah, no.
100% no.
Yeah, 100% yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly.
100% yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a goddamn pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Yes, no, maybe. It's either yes,
two
no.
bars, like yeah. one's like tilted halfway. Yeah, no.
Piss on the fucking stick again.
God damn
new
it.
Stick, that is.
He would also never be with somebody who was a man at one time.
Yeah, we talked about this last time.
Yeah, do you remember that one?
Okay, so you remember?
Yep, I remember. Yeah. Did we talk about, though, whether you could say a guy's attractive or not?
Yeah, right. He was like not on board with it.
All right.
No, it's...
Nope, sorry.
Yeah, no.
Agree to disagree.
It's more of a, it's like I said, it's more of a thought, kind of like, it's just a quick, like, I don't know, it's just, no.
No.
Yeah, no.
Could you say that male dog is a good looking dog?
No.
But the female dog looks okay.
Oh, you mean, not attractively.
You mean sexually?
No, of course. Dogs are a different situation. Like, dude, that's a good fucking looking pup. That's what you hit him with. That's a good fucking looking
I don't
dog.
Care if it's male or female. That's a good looking pup.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You hit him with those.
You can say that about people,
terms.
Too.
Damn, you're a good looking normie.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, the general neutral boundaries is where it goes. You're like, yeah, I guess they're all right.
Yeah, I guess they're all right.
They're probably okay.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They are attractive. So it's okay to group one guy.
Someday you're going to get fooled.
How?
We're going to be
I'm
like,
married.
We're going to be looking at, no, we're going to be working like San Diego or something or San Francisco.
Yeah.
This woman's going to be walking down the street and you're going to be like, damn. And then she turns around and we're like, that's a dude.
No, she's going to turn around and say, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. And you're going to be like, are you going to like, go, like
in throw up in your mouth?
Yeah. Like,
no, no. I mean, that's bound to happen. Your eyes deceive you. Perception's reality. And like my eyes just lied to me for a second. There's just
well,
a little faultiness
in the perception's reality,
code.
Then if she looks like a woman, she is a woman.
Well, no. Maybe not your term. But I'm just saying like you could have made a quick mistake. The calculations were off. You thought too fast. You missed a number. So and it didn't add up to two. One to one, eight out of three, and you're like, whoa, she has a dong.
Wait, would you attribute that to like when you see a girl you think is attractive and then you kind of get a better look and you're like, no, that girl's not attractive.
Yes.
That's the equivalent of looking at a chick
yes.
who is still a... Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like there is times where you got to like double take to figure out what's going
oh,
on.
Oh, no, absolutely. Call them 50-50s.
Yeah.
50 feet away, 50 miles an hour.
Good from far, but far from good.
Yep.
Yeah. This is a situation, you know?
Too funny. God damn it.
Damn, we always get back on that. Got to mount it up.
I'm just saying, dude. He had blue eyes.
He did.
He had the bluest eyes.
He almost looked like one of those White Walkers.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. He could have thrown an ice spear into a dragon.
And just fucking mowed it down.
Yeah.
The Emperor Ice Walker, too.
We're like 3 weeks away. I can't wait for that.
So then I saw this.
I know what you're talking about.
We're 3 weeks away.
I know. You won't watch the show.
3 weeks.
We're 8 weeks away from it forever being over.
I know.
And you want it to be over?
No. Nobody wants that show to be over.
Well, he's never seen it.
I've never seen an episode.
Nobody's perfect.
I'm okay with it being over.
No, not yet. Office ran 10 seasons.
Yeah.
Office also wasn't hour-long episodes.
And also was like 100,000th of the cost to make.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if they paid every one of those people $1 million, it was still like thousands
did
of
you
cost. Watch,
the Apple release had a show that looked like Games of Thrones. I've never seen Games of Thrones, but from the previews, it was kind of like
was.
A...
No.
Did, I think it was
you're talking about
the
C?
One that looked like it was in like Scotland.
C? With Jason was. Momoa, the big dude?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
That actually sounds... like it actually has a pretty interesting like premise.
Oprah's
it.
Having her own channel, too. She teamed
she
up
She already
with
has her own channel.
Yeah, but
it
they're
sucks.
Moving it to Apple.
It fails.
Yeah, but Steve Carell's actually going to have a show with Apple.
Oh, yeah.
Steven Spielberg is going to do Night Stories? No.
I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, so. it's a reboot.
Yeah. And then J.J. Abrams is teamed up with Apple, too.
But he teamed up with that music lady, the artist.
Yeah, and Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. All these
that doesn't do anything for me.
I think the biggest name they got is Oprah, to be honest.
J.J. Abrams.
Man, I saw that photo.
Oprah she crushes J.J.
Spielberg?
Abrams.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think from a director perspective, not from a money perspective.
Spielberg might be the same
as Oprah. I'm talking about juice.
Yeah, and Oprah's up there. I bet Steven's probably still a little less.
Steven Spielberg touches more people.
That's true.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Every gamut of the every
she's got her own channel. She has the she had the world's most popular talk show. Yep. She's got magazines. She's got
but it's a specific select group of people that are into Oprah. Wait, everyone's into Steven Spielberg movies.
I got it right here. We'll prove it. Pull up the photo of all of them standing when they took that group.
And who she's in the front?
She fucking kicked like Tim Cook out of the front.
You mean Tim Apple?
Like her arms are like what?
Tim Apple is in the fucking back row.
Behind Oprah. That was the fucking power move.
She actually brought him to tears.
Dude, that was so fucking...
Like, he ran up and hugged her and was like, oh my God, Oprah.
But then you're looking around, and it's kind of a funny thing because we talk about how rich Apple is. But when Tim Cook's standing there, he's like maybe top 10 at best.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are some rich motherfuckers there, and he's not in that list.
Spielberg? Actually, Spielberg? Has Spielberg's a higher net worth more than Oprah.
He's a billionaire.
He's like, what?
3.7 billion.
Yeah. Oprah's
but
like
keep
three.
In mind, this is just... Yeah. Oprah's 2.8.
2.8? Okay, yeah.
I would say Steven Spielberg has more assets to sell off.
Fact.
Well, that's true, yeah. Well, just because he's a director doesn't mean he owns them.
And I think the thing about Oprah...
He was written a lot, though, with Tom Hanks, like The Pacific and all that.
Oh, he does all the war stuff with Tom Hanks, all the documentaries.
But the thing about Oprah is...
Band of Brothers, Pacific Rim. Or no
you
don't. Pacific.
You get her for her name and her connections in the industry, right? Oh, she knows everybody. Yeah. Dr. Phil, all those people.
But she made them.
Exactly.
She made them fucking 100 millionaires, man.
And so you team up with her to do the same thing for your company, right? If she can do that with these two more...
Did you listen to Dr. Phil on Joe Rogan?
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's horrible.
Don't listen to Alex Jones.
Oh, I started. That one was a trip.
Dude, that one's dumb. Listen to Brian Cox, the physicist.
Yeah. Might have did that one.
That one's super good. Real good.
Our boy went to Neil deGrasse Tyson in Sacramento last night.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
What? Who?
We can't say his
co-worker.
Name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Newer co-worker.
Oh, nice.
From Private. Red Hat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep.
Shout out.
Yeah. How was that?
He said it was dope.
See, I think that would be... It's almost like going to a DEF CON talk. Like, I'm going just to sit through it. I'm not... If I can get 5%, we'll call it a
day. Here's the biggest thing he was super glad for. It was at the convention center, so alcohol's allowed.
He was drinking beers in the stands.
And listen to Neil deGrasse.
I don't know if I can do that. Like, I can't do it sober.
But maybe you got to unlock that part of your mind.
No,
it's like
I'd have to do some shrooms or something.
Dude.
Yeah, that's true.
It's from what he was talking and telling us what they were discussing, it was pretty awesome.
He said he was super funny too.
Oh yeah, he's definitely personable. I'm just not gonna be able
to
understand.
That's his stick, right? Is to bring fucking hella complicated
physics
ass
to the morons.
Yeah, and that's me.
And I am too. I'm not saying
I'm lucky to be in that moronic group. I'm a little still a couple steps removed.
And they say we're advanced.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that'd be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Anything else, fellas?
I thought we had something else.
We had...
Dun,
Apple?
Dun,
check.
Dun,
Club 33?
Dun,
check.
Dun.
We had a shout-out.
Oh,
did we give
the
shout-out? I thought we did give the shout-out.
No.
But we'll do it again.
We'll give a shout-out to our... Oh, I just saw we got a ping from the foot guy.
What?
He's still around?
He's back?
Philip Cousins.
What?
He hit the NBD Twitter. Guys, check that stuff out.
I do.
Shout out to Philip.
What did he want?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He just said, what's up, guys?
He said, bring my boys back.
That's right.
Where's General George?
The toes are back in town. The big toe. So, yeah, Cousins back in.
I like it.
Nice. Shout out.
We got Boston Paradise in the house.
Shout out. She her family's growing. She has Bashful the Buzzard.
Yes.
She has Ethan Hawke.
And that's a hawk.
Well, Bashful the Buzzard's, you know,
a
vulture.
Buzzard, yeah.
And then what else was there one? She has...
the deer.
Well, Wile E. Coyote.
What's the rabbit?
The coyote picture was crazy.
Yeah.
What's the rabbit?
I can't
Bugs,
remember.
Of course.
No, I think it was Snow Bunny or something like that.
Snow Bunny.
Snow Bunny.
And then there was nothing for the quail, but it's a full farm going on right now.
Yeah. What is she
going
to do when the coyote eats the rabbit?
That's life. Hakuna Matata.
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Looney Tunes has never lied to me, so it will never happen. But hypothetically, It could. And what's she going to do?
It could. Or maybe they're just like, what's up, homie? Let's share the bread.
Yep. And he sticks like a gun down the thing and it blasts.
Is she feeding them to make sure they keep coming back?
She just gets stale bread from where she works sometimes. And so she throws it out there and like all the animals come and eat them. That's and then cool. when it was all snowing, the quail came to the front door to eat the seed because it was snow, right? They couldn't eat the seed in the snow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So then the coyotes go in there to eat everything that's going there to eat the bread.
Well, yeah, but she said she hasn't seen the coyote get anything yet, so...
I think she needs her own podcast. I would listen.
Dude, I would listen to that hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could set some... I might go up there maybe by the end of the year. Maybe.
Nice.
I like that.
So maybe got, by the end of the year. It's the third month, dude.
Dude, just record an episode with the iPhone.
Oh, you could. Totally. Give her a guest spot, dude.
I'm thinking about making it a day trip, though, to pick something up. So we'll see.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what got, else? Other shout out.
We got one more. We got a new dedicated listener.
Hell yeah.
I think we mentioned how earlier, dedicated. But bring him back up.
Super dedicated. Like every night.
What?
But not right now because she's on restriction.
Oh.
Who's our fan?
But shout out to Caitlin.
Shout out.
When you get off restriction,
oh God,
listen to this podcast.
Don't.
If your dad lets you.
Don't.
If you need more NBD swag, I got a sticker for you.
I think you've got the coolest dad in the world to let you listen to this. I'm just saying.
That's by far the best.
Oh God, who pays for the therapy bills?
I don't think we said anything.
We know where he works. He's got okay medical.
We were talking about knuckle deep, dude. Oh.
Yeah, take that to school and tell everyone else.
No. Do not take that to school.
And don't talk classy and act nasty.
Yeah. That's true. Can you talk about normies?
Yeah, that's even kind of sketchy. Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
No, probably don't do anything that we talk about.
Yeah, I guess that's good.
Except tell your dad you want to build your own email server.
That's true. The
hell yeah.
True. Coupon code.
Aside from that, everything we talk about, just do the opposite and you'll be successful at life.
Yep. And if you go to Disneyland.
Don't be in the stroller.
And go... After Galaxy Edge opens. That's my pro tip.
Yeah, I'm 2 years, and even then I'm thinking it might be too quick.
Two years might be okay.
First trip to Disneyland in like 30 years.
Oh
yeah.
I might do fall if I got my pass. I got to use it.
Just go when it's raining, like pouring cats and dog one day and just fucking
when's
enjoy
the big grand
shit.
Opening supposed to happen?
In May.
Okay, I got a beef to bring up, actually. I know we're slowly wrapping up, but... Disney did all this fucking hard work to move from, let's say, June or July to open to May.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They moved to May 20th.
29th, 30th.
Or something like that. Yeah. You couldn't work your asses off to literally be ready for May the 4th when it's just like one of the biggest Star Wars fucking days.
That's true.
That's everyone celebrates. You've already pushed it up this far. All you had to do and you could have been fucking badass.
Did you tweet out Disney?
I did.
Did you get any kind of like love?
No, because they knew I was right and they were wrong.
Yeah.
So... I would have fucking put those fuckers into overdrive and overtime.
I would have thought they definitely would have done that. But, you know, they've only got one ride.
Yeah.
What? They're only opening one ride.
Is that
the rest
total?
Don't open until the end of the year.
Oh, okay. So there's more planned.
One more, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the one that isn't open yet is supposed to, like, revolutionize what, like, a park ride is supposed to be.
See, I did Universal Studios and I was grossly disappointed because all of their rides are nothing but sit in this thing and we throw a 3D image in front of you and you just jerk around. It's not roller coasters.
The California tour or whatever it was.
I saw a kid puke on one of those.
See, I want roller coasters. I want upside down, flip
Universal's
me.
Always done that. The Simpson ride was exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do in a Star Wars universe that isn't including flying between planets? What can you see a roller coaster being mimicked after?
I agree, yeah, but...
Now, what if they did the episode 3 lava scene, and you're going down the lava pit? That's a ride.
You just put me in a X-Wing, and you zip me around the Death Star, and pretend I'm...
Or the same,
Well, that's what Star Tours is.
But am I going to flip upside down and do all that crazy stuff?
They will not go upside down.
When Anakin is doing the race.
Pod racers.
Yeah, that's
not a bad race. That's a good one.
But again, it's Star Tours.
And to be fair, do they really want to revitalize Star Wars Episode 1?
That's true. That's very true.
I want to go on the Jar Jar Binks ride.
Oh, it doesn't everybody.
You want to go there the whole time.
I just want to stick my tongue in that like power coupling.
Easy, so stupid.
Oh, no, man. I don't know. I think the draw for Star Wars Land is going to be the immersion of the land itself.
Just
it's
like
not going to be the ride. Exactly.
Yeah. Harry Potter's what, two roller coasters?
Like, I'll go to Harry Potter and not go on the rides because it's just as good.
Butterbeer and a wand.
Exactly.
You still have your wands, and do they work?
Well, they're just IR reflectors. Yeah. But yeah, you want me to go get one?
No, not yours.
Yeah, the kids, I think, broke one, and they still got one laying around.
No, I know, but I just wanted to know all the money. No,
yeah, I got ripped off for $80. Yes.
Mine wasn't 80, though. It was like 60.
I don't, yeah.
I think they're 60. Cheaper.
Okay, $60 for a piece of plastic with a little reflector on the
tip. Do you get to choose different wands at the Elder wand?
Yeah, they got like a bunch. It's a whole process. All of them. They make you feel like you got your $60 worth.
Okay, so now...
Especially if your kid gets picked. Did your kid get picked?
Hell no.
Now, do they try to do some kind of... Yeah, okay.
Oh, please.
Now, do they try to do some kind of weird situation where they try to fake the wand picking you?
Or do you they do 100%. So, like, they have... So you wait in line, you go into the wand picking room, right?
Yep. Oh, my God.
I don't know. It was
10 forever. Minutes.
You actually went?
I thought frame is so messed up.
Yeah, it was like
beer.
10 minutes.
Oh, it was okay. It was
so you get in there, and they pick a kid, just one kid out of this whole group, right?
Yeah.
And they go through the entire thing that happened in the movie, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, this wand is, you know, try it here. And the kid does it, and something blows up. And he goes, try this one.
That's cool.
Something blows up. And then they give him the right one. So then everybody goes into the wand area, and they've got a lot of staff there to like help you, right? And they're like wizard robes and stuff.
Yeah.
They ask you your birthday, I think. And based on your birthday, they kind of pair you with a wand.
Okay.
But then, so there's two different wands. There's like a $40 wand
with no IR reflector,
and like an $80 wand or $60.
Which I feel really bad for the kid that doesn't get that because it doesn't freaking work.
Well, I feel bad for the parent that had his kid picked and they gave that kid a $80 wand.
Schwartz would be like, nah, we're good. Let's move it. Sorry.
And then the kid would just sit there and cry while he saw everybody doing this cool stuff in the windows.
Picture it in your mind, son. Your mind will take you there.
See, I already thought about this. I'm like, I'm just going to get my kid the one that doesn't work. He's going to sit in front of him and be like, oh, guess you're a muggle. Doesn't work.
You're never coming back here.
Can't get in.
So now
let's go to Transformers.
To switch back to Star Wars, they're supposed to have like a whole lightsaber build workshop that's similar to that, right? Experience. And they're supposed to be like starting out at like 160 or something.
Ooh. Dude, they're going
to
be
But they're
real
supposed to go
pricey.
Up to over 200 and you get to customize the entire thing.
But they do have the cheaper version for like $40.
That's a plastic one. No one wants that.
Yeah, so you don't want that one.
They have those really expensive lightsabers, but you can't do anything with them because they're so fragile.
Well,
and
they do have like...
Battle stick
to get
ones.
Real nerdy, they do have real battle ones.
Oh, will these be like that?
I'm supposedly,
so
that's
like
what I've read.
If I can get it like...
And you get to do everything. You build the hosel, the crystal, so that you get the light you want, all that stuff.
Oh, man.
Do they have the synthetic red crystals?
Probably.
I want a purple.
I was going to say, yeah, what if...
I'm sure there's going to be...
Purple was Windu.
Yep.
Hey, that's a funny story, actually. Purple wasn't supposed to be in the realm, but Samuel L. Jackson said that he wouldn't do the part unless he had it, got to get the purple lightsaber. Because it looks better against his skin.
He's like, I wanted my wallet to say bad motherfucker, and I want my lightsaber purple.
That's Hell what it says, actually, when you click the button. It doesn't go, boom, it goes, bad motherfucker. Bad motherfucker. And then it's all like,
that's a tasty burger.
Go on a burger.
God damn it,
Samuel Jackson is awesome.
Say one again.
Hell.
He's cool in every movie that he's in.
Every movie.
Yeah.
Training Day.
Man on Fire. You know, Equalizer 2 was really good.
Fuck oh, also that vampire movie Blade.
Fuck you guys. Oh my goodness.
Oh man,
just kidding. He's awesome.
Yeah, I will admit I do think you're a pro cuz I'm a Google fanboy. And so I do the reviews, and you took me to Trader Sam's.
Yeah.
And just recently, that became my number one review.
What?
My Trader Sam's review. When you took me there, we got a table inside. It was a great time.
On Yelp?
On Google.
Oh, okay.
And so on Google, it's like 3,000 views of the photo, a bunch of thumbs up. And so I was like, wow, this is a pro move. He really treated me right there.
Why isn't this on the gram and everywhere else?
Because they just put it on Google.
Mm, showed love.
It's actually a legit place. And they've grown it now. It's bigger.
It is?
Inside?
Oh, no, the inside's still small, but inside. They expanded it all the way around.
You have to be a pro to get inside.
And oh, dude, when we went in there, this guy got us a table when there was no tables to get.
Inside?
No.
Oh, see?
No, on the outside.
But it was perfect because we got there late.
I feel privileged.
Yeah.
I got to go inside.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, I was inside.
But you sat outside.
Yeah, but we hang out inside for a little bit.
We just know who his better friends are.
That's fine.
It's all right. You got free churros out of it.
Oh, I sent you that shirt. I was going to buy that shirt for you.
World's
I will buy it next time I go back.
It's cool. I mean,
World Churro Eating Champion shirt.
Dude. Yeah.
What's the new thing? Because I think I could do more. I mean, you got suckered out at $80.
No, it wasn't 80.
No.
They're only $5 a piece.
No, this is another bet he did.
Side bet.
So I feel like if I got $80 to do 5 churros, I would do it again.
Look, the kicker to...
That'd be like 40 churros.
The kicker to losing that bet was a lot of liquor before the bet was made. So judgment was impaired, okay?
So make every... So let's... Next drinking night. Yeah. Okay. That's when all the bets start happening.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know, dude. You could do 8,
but dude, last
I
time
could we, probably do a thing a the small size of Tapatio I would do for $100.
No,
okay,
not happening. And the thing about
so fucking hot.
You and sugar challenges after the eggnog one, I'm a little nervous. We're gonna put you into diabetes.
I'd give you $20 for a whole thing of mustard.
Oh, fuck that, dude.
Just a teaspoon of mustard.
Fuck that, dude. What? Mustard's disgusting. As
what about the Dijon?
Oh, fuck no. No. No.
God. You could do it.
No. I wouldn't even do ranch, and I love ranch.
What?
No.
Yeah, you would. We've already had a discussion.
You would drink ranch.
Thing of ranch. We talked about like two lunches. You'd drain a whole thing of ranch.
No way. I could not drink ranch by itself. I need it to dip. I need some substance.
What about if you watered it down?
No, I still couldn't.
I think it's a disadvantage. No.
Really?
Because the content grows.
Yeah, it does grow, but it's way harder to drink thick stuff.
True, but
it's and it, like we started it, boys.
This is the other thing.
The viscosity.
Well, afterwards, right? You got to think of the after. And if you drink it, you're turning it into a liquid. And so
yeah. I bet it wasn't as bad, though.
As what?
Hey, have you heard from him? Did he hurt after?
Oh, he was hurting. I got an email at 12:30 in the morning.
That he was pissing fire.
Door. Yes,
it just felt like pure kindy stone. Just like
probably. I don't want to. I'll tell you that his wife kicked him out of the room. Didn't want to have to deal with the smell. And
was that like legitimate mustache?
Oh, just coming down his face. Just
God.
Took it like the sriracha was. That is.
Yeah. Did Hugo talk about that?
Yeah, it was kind of Hugo, and then I told him I'd split the bet with him because you know how work gets.
Jesus.
And how much did he get paid?
$100.
Oh, geez, 100? That's a lot.
I thought it was 80.
Well, 50-50, yeah,
50-50. $100 with that. Fucking God, dude, it just went up. It's even worse.
Sorry.
But the worst thing was he didn't even get every drop out of the sriracha.
Well, it wasn't every drop. You're right. We would have, like, rinsed the bottle, poured it in.
Put more water in there, shaking it up.
Our boy said he'd do it, just raw dog it, not cut with water, $80.
You know what else he said? Well, you know what our new challenge
is? That doesn't count. This dude is like this guy with... hot stuff.
Oh,
you're
is.
Bringing in somebody who eats bird's eye peppers.
But hold on.
That's true.
We have a new twist that you didn't think of.
Okay.
We're going to expand the time because you only gave him 60 seconds.
Yep.
We're going to go to 2 minutes, but he has to keep the small squirter on.
So
he's got to squirt out of the bottle.
But you're not going to get it all still, though.
No, but part of the thing is the time because you got to squeeze-ly.
Okay, so you think that's going to start to heat up a little bit?
No, it's a time thing. You're really hoping he runs out of the 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Your boy is not will have no problem at this challenge. That's
no,
not fair.
No, he says it's not hot at all.
No, exactly. That's
sweet
not fair.
Sweet to him.
You got to do something else.
It's like, yes. Like a milkshake.
Speaking
he's
of which.
He's actually done this.
Have you seen this guy put down a milkshake?
Yeah.
We need to do milkshakes.
44-ouncer, dude.
No, it's 32.
Oh, no.
How much time?
Oh
no! Just at lunch.
He gets a small 20 ounce, and he still has more than half when he gets back to work. I've pounded the 32.
How do you not have a brain freeze?
I feel like if he
it's
was
like a
really
toke.
Challenged,
like
he could get that done easily in 2 minutes.
No. But yeah. it's like token. You just do too much.
No, I don't think the time limit. I think volume. He could do 64 ounces without a problem.
I would need probably 3 hours.
No,
hell
not.
No.
You could do that. You could do that in an hour.
Wrong
too. This is the churro challenge all
no,
over.
No, no,
you're
no,
telling
no,
you
no.
do a 64-ouncer in an hour.
No.
Easily, yes.
You could do it in 30 minutes.
I could do
it. I think 30
minutes. How many ounces are in a pint of ice cream?
What's a point? Well, yeah,
hold
I don't
on.
Know.
I need to know this because I think.
Ounces in a pint?
Wait, let's see if Hey Siri can do it.
I think there's 16 ounces in a pint.
Hey Siri, how 12. Many ounces are in a pint?
16 fluid ounces.
16 fluid ounces.
Boom. You can tell who the lush is here.
That's it?
Yeah.
But fluid ounces are different than like that cup, right? That's 32
ounces.
No,
that's fluid ounces.
Yeah. Fluid ounces.
Yes, dude. You could do it in like
What are the Breyer's Cups? Is that usually... Is that
it's the same thing.
No, that's a quart.
It's a quart, yeah.
Okay, how many ounces are in a quart? Because I could probably do one of those sizes of milkshake.
How many ounces are in a quart?
That's like a whole Ninja blender. That's like 64 ounces.
Only 32 ounces in a quart.
That's about my limit, I would say.
No,
you could do two quarts easy. You drink half a gallon of freaking eggnog in like 20 minutes.
This is the eggnog, the churro. This is his MO. I've learned.
Eggnog.
He slow rolls us.
Okay, eggnog melted ice cream. It literally is the same thing ice cream is made
of. That's true. And we do have a new person that loves shakes just as much as I do.
That's true.
The new coworker, him and I put shakes down together at lunch.
Wow. No, but you easily just put them down.
Yeah, you don't even try.
Do I get the boba straw that we got at Flippin' Shakes?
Yes, see? You 100% can't have the boba straw.
That was helpful.
Yeah.
But I don't do that bad with the small shake at Villaggio.
That's 32 ounces.
I've never seen you get a small straw.
Yeah. You do well with the small straw. I'm just saying, if you had a big straw in that 32, it'd be gone in 10 minutes. Yeah.
Not even.
I want nothing to do with 10 minutes.
I would probably hit the brain freeze. The small straw might help me...
He's hustling
no,
you guys.
No, the thing well, is, you're going to complain of a brain freeze, but you down them when you don't even think about it. Like, that shake is gone when we're waiting for the rest of the food,
That's true, dude.
That's a good point. If I think about it, I might be slower than...
That's what I'm saying.
When I'm just side hustling, like, it's always in my mouth. I got burger in one hand.
So this is what you need to do, dude.
It's a new beat.
You get a vanilla and you get a peanut butter. Oh. That way you got different flavors, and you're going to be all over
that. 32 of each one?
Yeah.
64?
Yeah.
Okay. Dude. That's a lot of dairy.
I could do a 32. 64, I don't think. I might be able to do a 32 and a 20.
No, I think you
could do a 44 easy.
Not easy, but I could do 44. Would
dude,
be
32 like didn't even phase you. That's your standard.
No, I always tell you how full I am when we get back. We're all stuffed.
But that's because you ate a ton of food, too.
Burger, if
you ate
fries.
Math and what you just said cancels out. I could easily do a 32 and a 20. That's 52. No, I can't do a 44.
Why do you have to catch on to that? I was trying to play that down real hard.
It's probably 100% not accurate that you could do this.
I could totally do that.
Dude, why did you have to bring that shit up? I thought I had to every buddy.
Come on.
I thought about it, but I didn't say anything.
I'm telling you, because you could easily put down two 32s.
When are we going to try this?
I don't care.
Whenever. I'll buy one shake. I'll buy one shake.
Will you die from it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We'd have to look this up.
Yeah, we should check the sugar content.
Dairy overload.
I'm worried about the
sugar.
And
I feel like if I got another crack at that half gallon of milk, if I got 30 minutes like I should have, I could do that.
But you still got to run.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not good.
Take that out. I could do half a gallon in 30 minutes.
And no running.
Because you guys tried to make me do half a gallon in 3 minutes, and I almost had it.
Oh, yeah, you did until you threw it all up.
But I was still pretty close, and I feel like if I could take it a little slower, I would be able to do it.
Didn't you drink a half gallon of eggnog?
Yes. Yeah. And, like, there was a
That was,
minutes?
No, like a minute 30.
Yeah.
But it's different.
Really quick, back to that milk challenge, just to get sentimental. That was the very first one that started all of these.
Yeah, that was.
And
the, first one.
The real challenge is a gallon in an hour. So it's fair, half a gallon in 30 minutes.
I think you should just go for the full gallon.
No, I could not do that.
Why not?
I would say my limit is half.
I don't trust anything you ever say anymore. I think you're always hustling us.
Because he sandbags.
Yes.
No, son of a gun. Because I told you about the new cereal bowl I got, right? I would say it probably holds just under half a gallon.
Oh, jeez. That's a mixing bowl, dummy.
It's actually pretty much a salad bowl. I wish I had a pitcher, but it's probably
like the pho challenge bowls.
Yeah. And it's about that deep.
Dude, that's awesome.
I mean, no one can see that, but it's probably a good 4 inches deep.
That's not 4 inches.
it's about 9 inches deep, boys.
It's pretty big.
So you easily probably a whole box.
I wouldn't say easily, but just under half a gallon, I think.
A whole box of cereal, though, could probably fit in there.
No. A whole box definitely
can. Half box.
Just under.
Oh, Jesus.
And what kind of cereal?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
There we go. The real cereal.
It's usually that or Honey Bunches of Oats.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
It's a full box if it's Honey Bunches of Oats because it's kind of small. Honey Nut Cheerios is under half.
How about Grape Nuts?
What? Who still eats that? That
shit hurts your jaw. Nuts.
Oh my God.
They're crunchy.
Dental surgery after that.
I feel like all boxes of cereal is filled up with the same amount of weight.
No, probably weight, but you know how like there's more filler in Honey Nut Cheerios, so the bowl fills up.
Okay.
They're fluffy.
Don't try to get your math
back. I'm just saying. I think they all have the same amount in every box.
Yeah, but But space wise,
I got you.
Hands down, best cereal.
Sunday Night Cheerios.
No.
Honey Bunches of Oats for me.
Golden Grahams.
I like Golden Grahams. No.
Your kids are eating good over there.
I'm going to say Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah. It's the most consistent.
Honey Bunches of Oats is my favorite, like, healthy cereal. It's like, it's still
not healthy at all.
Yeah, it's healthy to me.
It doesn't come in a rainbow of colors.
Exactly. Yeah. Comparative to Cinnamon
Toast Crunch. What about Frosted Flakes?
Ooh, I love Frosted Flakes. I found the best ever.
What is it?
They took Lucky Charms and Frosted Flakes and had them a baby. And it's like Frosted Flakes with marshmallows.
Oh that has to be in the generic bag aisle.
Yeah.
It's like, look, it's an official. Lucky Charms.
Huh. Definitely Frosted not recommended
Lucky,
by Dennis.
Lucky Flakes.
Oh, no.
Fruity Charms.
Lucky Flakes.
It's delicious. My kids still go through and they pick out all the fucking marshmallows.
Frosted Charms. Frosted
and they don't eat them?
No, they leave me with Frosted Flakes.
Okay, well, the marshmallows are gross.
Oh, I love them.
They're hard.
Yeah, they're like, you can't get them anywhere. Except the only other place that has Lucky Charms marshmallows is the hot chocolate packets.
Oh, those are real good. And the secret is 2 hot chocolate packets for every cup.
Yep.
With a dollop of whipped cream.
Just are you drinking this out of your cereal bowl? What's going on there? 2 packets of
Pinkies out, boys. Pinkies out.
What?
No, it's a syrup. It's not hot chocolate.
I was going to say, that's a lot of just freaking...
Okay, you have to heat it up to actually get all this stuff, too.
So, speaking of real chocolate, I'm not allowed to make the wife chocolate milk anymore. She doesn't like the way I make it. It's a solid 6 scoops, probably.
Nesquik?
What does she want?
Less than 1. She just wants a hint of the chocolate taste.
That's
and I'm
just
like,
milk.
I want chocolate.
Yeah. I'm on board.
She was pissed when he gave it to her. Then probably, yeah.
The chocolate doesn't dissolve.
Really? That's me too.
Yeah, it's so oversaturated.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it called? Super saturation. Yeah. When you have to heat it up like the Kool-Aid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes you feel like you're bulking. Feels like a protein shake.
Oh, speaking of Kool-Aid, I was talking to someone about this today. I went someplace that had Kool-Aid pickles.
What?
What?
They pickled cucumbers in Kool-Aid.
That doesn't sound good.
They
at all.
Also had Kool-Aid pickled. Pig's feet.
I don't know.
No,
about
that's
this one.
Disgusting.
Pig's feet, not a fan, but I'm into
I took a picture of it.
Pickles. I like Kool-Aid.
I love pickles.
Find it.
I'm not doing the two together, though.
It was crazy, dude.
Lost
I tell you.
Ring. Smooth move.
No,
nope, there it goes.
Cat got it.
Oh, the cat's not out.
All right, wait, boys. Where was this at? That was.
I forget. I'll bring it up next time. It was
sure.
Legit, though.
We got it right after.
We probably should wrap it.
We should.
We're just rambling now.
Well, hold on. Let's get back to this. So I'm not going to do the shakes on a Friday. So when are we thinking?
Why not on a Friday?
Because I want to enjoy lunch.
He wants to just eat the shakes. And we can do Whitey's?
Whitey's doesn't have a shake that big. It has to be Villaggio.
We'll just buy 3 of them.
Let's do some research on who has the biggest shake.
I would rather do Villaggio.
Look at this bougie ass.
That's cool.
I feel like if we went to Gunther's, we could get like a custom, like, ooh. I want the largest steel can filled with shake.
Hey, we're going to make one of those custard ones, too.
Oh.
I don't like custard.
Dude. You don't get to pick here.
But you eat eggnog. That is liquefied custard.
I don't like custard. I don't like the taste. It's not a texture thing. I don't like the taste.
It's creme brulee. Okay.
So my thing is soft-served ice cream versus a shake made out of real ice cream is totally different. Too.
Okay, well, what I mean? What does Bellagio have?
Soft-served.
Soft-served, right, superior.
Well, let's do that.
It's not so far superior, but it's quick and good.
You don't think it's better?
Than a regular, real ice cream made into a milkshake? No.
The ice cream always melts quicker.
I'm soft-served.
Whitey's, yeah, soft-served. Whitey's is real ice cream.
I'm soft-served. I'm just going back to Foster's.
I love Foster. Oh, my
They're
God.
They're soft-served.
Foster's so good.
Yeah, but you can't get that nowhere.
Clearly.
You can go to Milk and Burgers or whatever the hell it's
burgers
called now.
Burgers and Cream.
Yeah,
hey, Burgers and Crepes is open up by my house.
What the fuck?
Real soon, Burgers and Crepes.
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
It's Creeps, and we're not going in
not
there.
It's not Creeps, it's Crepes.
It's France.
Yeah, but anyways, we'll find a time, and we might be able to do this.
We'll update our listeners as to how that goes.
We can videotape
it's gotta
it.
Got to be towards the end of the day, because I might have to hit the bathroom real hard.
Watch out, loading dock. Blowing it down.
The worst situation would be I wait too long because we're busy with work, and then I go out there, and then someone's already in there.
Oh, door locked.
I'm stuck. I'm gone. Might as well run home.
Yeah, and you're going to be like the dad from Friday After Next. Get out of the way. Gotta go.
I'll be more like, Smokey, get out of here. No, who's the guy? Is it
going
Smokey?
To the cardboard crusher?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right.
But, well, let's end it on that. That sounds like a good time to end it.
That was a hell of a podcast. Crabcast. I like it.
Crabcast. Up in the club.
Thanks to all our listeners out there. This is Kane. No Name Kane, actually. Yeah.
Wireless Freak.
Iceman Griffin.
Bear the Terror.
Later.
Talk classy, act nasty.